Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Dummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. The energy sector, as represented by the S&P Energy Select Sector Index, delivered positive performance last week, outperforming the S&P 500 index by 1%, sending a clear sign that sentiment around the energy sector is becoming more positive. Oil and gas producer stocks, represented by the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index, moved higher by 2% last week. MLPs, represented by the Tortoise MLP Index, gained 4%. Oil prices increased by 3%, while natural gas prices declined by 8% last week. Oil prices were supported by unexpected supply disruptions, as well as a continued decline in U.S. production. There continues to be little margin for error in OPEC production. Last week, Nigerian rebels attacked a key oil pipeline, reducing the output of this OPEC producer by 800,000 barrels per day. Additionally, wildfires near the Canadian oil sands town of Fort McMurray in northern Alberta reduced Canadian oil production by as much as 1 million barrels per day. And lastly, the U.S. oil production fell for the 10th consecutive week and for the 16th time in the last 19 weeks. All of these events are accelerating the pace at which global supply and demand will come into balance. The Energy Information Administration, or EIA, issued a report last week that projects a 48% increase in world energy consumption by 2040. This equates to an annual growth rate of 1.4% per year. Looking inside the numbers, global liquids demand, including oil, is forecasted to increase every year by an average of 1.1 million barrels per day. Demand for renewable energy is expected to increase by an average of 2.6% per year, and natural gas consumption is forecasted to grow by 1.9% per year. This report highlights the critical nature of the energy sector and the basic need that energy companies serve. If you think about it, most of us can handle not using our cell phone for a few hours or maybe even a day, unless you're my 13-year-old daughter. However, if your electricity is out for a day or the potential of a gasoline shortage exists, we all freak out. Moving on to news in the upstream sector, Range Resources announced its intention to acquire Memorial Resource Development Corporation for $4.4 billion. This transaction is a bit unconventional, as Range is one of the largest producers in the Marcellus Shale, and they are acquiring natural gas reserves outside of their core operating area. The latest EIA drilling productivity report was released last week as well. It estimates June crude oil production will fall by another 100,000 barrels per day, with the largest declines occurring in the Eagle Ford and Bakken. And lastly, two companies announced individual well results that were significant. The first was Continental Resources, who announced a record well in Oklahoma's Stack play. The Scoop Stack play in Oklahoma is quietly emerging as another significant oil production region in the U.S. A second well announced by Eclipse Resources was significant as well. Eclipse announced it drilled the longest horizontal onshore lateral well ever in the United States. The well was drilled in eastern Ohio with a lateral extension over 18,500 feet in 18 days. The lateral length of this well is over 3.5 miles. This engineering feat has to qualify for some reality show like Modern Marvels or Extreme Engineering. In midstream news, I was interested in the market's reaction to the Fed's commentary on the potential of rising interest rates. Yield-oriented MLPs and pipeline corporations traded lower briefly before bouncing back by the end of last week. In fact, MLPs were the best performing subsector within energy last week. This is not surprising, as our analysis indicates MLPs and pipeline corporations have performed well in rising rate environments. Looking back at the last 12 times that the U.S. 10-year has increased by at least 50 basis points over one or more consecutive months, the Tortoise North American Pipeline Index has delivered an average positive return of 5.4%. The spread between the current yield on the Tortoise MLP Index of 8% and the 10-year Treasury yield of 1.9% is approximately 610 basis points. This spread is higher than the average spread over the last 5 years of 414 basis points, leaving plenty of room for continued yield compression in the MLP sector. In other midstream news, Shell Midstream Partners was back in the capital markets last week, announcing a drop-down transaction from its parent, Royal Dutch Shell, and an associated $350 million equity offering. In addition, Tallgrass Energy increased its 2016 financial guidance and extended its long-term guidance through 2018. Lastly, in downstream news, gasoline demand set a record with the highest seasonal level in at least a decade. Average four-week demand for gasoline is almost 6% higher than the same period last year. Also, gasoline prices are expected to be at an 11-year low for drivers when the summer driving season officially begins on Memorial Day weekend. Also of interest, an EIA report highlighted that carbon dioxide emissions from electricity generation total 1,925 million metric tons in 2015. That might not mean much to you, but this will. Carbon dioxide emissions are the lowest since 1993 and 21% below their 2005 level. The shift away from coal to natural gas is making a difference in reducing emissions and improving the environment. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.